After the fourth year of being cooped up, we realized that there was no end to this. The robots started delivering the food. There was nowhere else to go. No one to complain to. No one to tell our sorrows to. The only way we would see our families would be through the square screens. Goodbye to raving. Goodbye to hearing the bass beating in our hearts. Hello, loneliness. Goodbye, compassion. After the fourth year, we gave up hope. Tin food started to taste good. Food that was freshly grown was rare, and you'd probably get it on the black market anyway. People were no longer arrested for not being vaccinated. Now they were just terminated. Everything had to be done how it had to be done. And there's nothing else that we could do. Thank you.
Evening, Raglan. Welcome back to another week of the Fourth World. The history of dub is probably about as murky and obscure as the vocal that you might hear in some dub tracks, being chopped to oblivion, being echoed or layered with reverb till it's barely recognisable. But one thing that dub is not, it was not created by Salmonella Dub. Yes, a revelation it may be. It was not created by Fat Freddy's Drop. Oh my god. Yes, that is right. We are talking dub for this week's show. And as much of a overused term in this country it might be, it's been very much abused, very much used and abused, which, you know, sometimes I like to use as a term of, as a positive term. You know, take these styles, use them and abuse them, but sometimes it's negative. It's not all negative in New Zealand. I shouldn't tar every New Zealand dub, reggae, Jamaican-inspired track with that brush. But the show is, I have to admit, slightly a reactionary show, a reaction to the barbecue reggae that we find ourselves inundated with, which admittedly has its place, but to me is not so interesting. So tonight's show, yes, it is inspired by Jamaica and the music that has come out of that tiny little island, and it is kind of chart, in a very small way, trying to chart the influence that Jamaican music, specifically the phenomena of dub, has had on the world at large. And you may think that that's an overstatement, but I beg to differ. I'm not eloquent enough to put forward my arguments in a very convincing way, but if you know anything about the history of dub and music in general, and if you listen to enough music, you can see the influence it's had on, well, from, I guess, the beginnings in sound system culture, which has kind of informed club culture around the world. Dub music was almost like the first sort of remix culture, I guess, in the world. Because, yeah, if you don't know, I mean, I don't want to state the obvious, but, well, some people say that it started from a mistake. Other people say it was a natural progression from sound system culture. But basically, in Jamaica, there was a group of sound systems who were competing for primacy, and they had their DJs, which confusingly, it's always confused me, are actually what we would call MCs. I guess back in the day, they probably spun records and then chatted over the mic as well, and so that's probably where the term came from, if I remember rightly. But these sound systems would have their DJs, so these dub plates, these pressings of tracks without the vocal would started appearing, and apparently, the very first one was a mistake when Rudolph Ruddy Redwood asked for a dub plate of the Paragons on the beach, and somehow it ended up being an instrumental. And then his DJ and his sound system did his thing, chatted over this instrumental, and people loved it. And then King Tubby, you know, to cut a long story short, took that, ran with it, created an art form out of it. And that was the beginnings of what we know as dub. But I guess tonight, for me, I won't ramble on, I'm kind of losing the plot, but tonight, for me, the binding factor between these tunes, they may not seem obviously like, oh, that's a dub tune, but to me they've all been inspired and informed by dub, and probably the connecting thread is maybe three things. The use of the mixing desk as instrument, so the sort of production techniques that are used, reverb and echo. And also one other element for tonight's show is it's part of that slight reactionary kind of knee-jerk karate kick from reggae dub culture in New Zealand. It's going to be something of a dystopian dub world that I'm going to create tonight. So there's not going to be too much sun shining. And the days are getting longer and the sun is still shining, so my apologies. Really, this should be played in the middle of a murky night in some grimy basement club somewhere. But there you have it. It's a Monday, 6 p.m. and you're going to be getting some pretty dystopian vibes on the go. Alright, well, I won't talk for too much longer. I've already chewed your ear off. This is The Fourth Wheel. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio. The first track was a little sort of intro by The Bug and Roger Robinson called The Fourth Day. The Bug is one of my favourite dancehall kind of producers. He's actually British, but he kind of has created the most dystopian, to overuse that term, dancehall rugger sort of tunes, the most heaviest tunes that you'll find. So go and check him out, The Bug. His earlier stuff I slightly prefer, like his album Pressure and London Zoo. Classic examples. And then after that was a track by Pol, who actually, and this is kind of a reflection of the sort of diaspora sort of aspect of this show, how dub has spread out into the world. That was a German producer called Pol with a track called Fremd. And he's one of my all-time favourites also. His music has been described as, if you were to put King Tubby or someone in a barrel and push them off at the top of Niagara Falls, and the result of that is Pol. It's kind of, to me, the evolution of dub, and yeah, beautiful stuff. Okay, on to the next track. We're going to be having a little tune by Trans Global Underground called Duppy. I'll be here till about 20 past 7. And no, I won't be talking for so much. I'm going to try and talk less. I'll let you know the tunes, names, etc. But, okay. Alright, this is The Fourth Wheel. You're listening to 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio.
Yes, people. Live and direct in London. Well, I want to tell you about the Duffy them song. Like the yin and the yang, the African and the European. I've been here in Europe for so long. These are the Duppy song, as one Duppy to a next Duppy. One Duppy said to the next one, will you be my friend? Come let we dance beneath the moonlight. Duppy, Duppy, hug up tight. One Duppy said to the next one, will you be my friend? Come let we dance beneath the moonlight. Duppy, Duppy, hug up tight. One Duppy said to the next one, come let we call pan old Duppy man John. Old John does drop on chalice and beat drum. He does know all the old time song. One Duppy said to the next one, Come lay we call for old man Duppy John. Old John does drop on the chalice, and he does beat Duppy drum. He does know all the old time song. Duppy Johnny wake up the living dread, with him sound system pumping round graveyard, and skeleton skanking hard, and skeleton them skanking hard. All the ancestors from every nation, we salute you with libation. Swim. And the mountain man and woman would tell you about the circle of life and how it begins. A myth of reality, a legend of earth story. Oh,
And that was a tune by African Head Charge, who, if you've listened to my show before, you know is a favourite of mine. They tend to feature quite prominently in many different avenues that I'm going down. Well, I guess they definitely fit in tonight's show, because one of the founders is Adrian Sherwood, who's very famous in the in dub, sort of dub reggae history, sort of second wave, third wave, I guess. He's British, he started a reggae label called On You Sound, and he was also part of Brain Freeze, Adrian Sherwood. He was part of another very famous group, which is eluding me right now. But anyway, amazing fellow, good music. Before that was a track by a group called Contact Field Orchestra. And I don't know too much about them off the top of my head, but they tend to do a quite sort of obscure take on a lot of different styles of music, folk, reggae, you name it. Quite well done. So check them out. As I said before, this is The Fourth World on Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. And tonight is something of a dub dystopia, just to sort of differentiate from our favourite sort of easily digestible barbecue reggae that we as a nation love so much. I'm bringing a slightly more darker view to show you that it does exist. It's not all sunshine. Sun is shining, weather is sweet. But also these tracks are very diverse, and a lot of them aren't typically what you'd think of dub. And as I said before, the kind of binding thread between them all, there was three things I mentioned before, but I just want, just for my OCD, I want to add another couple more. So, you know, there's like the mixing desk as instrument. It's kind of one of the things that dub pioneered, was the producing engineer or recording engineer taking the elements of the songs, which I guess, you know, was only possible once you got multi-track mixing discs, you know. Even with two tracks, you've got the vocals and you've got the instrumental track. You can take the vocals in and out. You can add echo, reverb. You can do things like that. But then when you have eight tracks, you can do that with all of them. So mixing desk as instrument is kind of, you know, the production techniques is one of the binding threads. And then there's also two, which you may think are sort of more secondary things, effects, but reverb and echo, you know, they're so big in dub, and they had the sort of use of them as an almost an instrument in themselves, you know, broadly. That has had, in my mind, a pretty large influence on the world of music. And then the other two things is the emphasis on the rhythm section, so the drums and the bass. You look at, obviously, drum and bass music, you know, which some argue kind of evolved out of jungle, which is obviously connected to Jamaican music. And then even something like techno, you've got the two basic elements, drums and bass, and then you may have, you know, synthesizers, etc., but those are the two most basic elements. And then the last thing, thread that to me connects all this music is bass, the bass, the weight of the bass, and the almost like, well, someone once said, can't remember who it was, that bass is maternal, and in reggae music it certainly is. And if you look at sound, club culture, modern day club culture, you can see the influence there undoubtedly. And then you can look at hip hop and say, well, you know, the sound system culture is often cited as a sort of ancient ancestor to hip hop. You know, they had their DJ, what they called a DJ, who was an MC, who would toast over a rhythm, which is basically rhyming and doing his clever wordplay. And so you could call that a pre-hip-hop sort of ancestor. All right, I said I wouldn't ramble on. I've rambled on. Just wanted to make that clear. I didn't mention bass and the rhythm section as the main feature, connecting threads in this music. Without further ado, I'll play the next tune. It is a track by R.L. Burnside, who was a famous blues musician. Not an old time blues musician. I can't remember exactly when he died, but he wasn't one of the early blues musicians. He was fairly later on, but still a very big figure in blues music. And someone, not sure who, took one of his tunes and made a dub out of it, and dubbed it, basically. And it's called Shuck Dub. And it is a pretty heavy tune, so enjoy this tune. You're listening to 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio, The Fourth World.
Thank you.
Wonderland by Black Chow. Black Chow, as I mentioned earlier, that the Bug did that little intro with Roger Robinson, and so that was the Bug. Well, Black Chow was the Bug, along with Kiki Hitomi. Together they are also King Midas Sound. But yeah, that to me is almost pure Carnal Impulse, that song. It's a sexy little number, and it's kind of an example of kind of feedback loops of music to me. Like, yes, the vocal track, it's not typically dub. The vocal track is completely integrated into the song, but we never would have had a song in that iteration like that, with that bass, that sound, without dub and the evolution of dub to digital dub, etc. So it's kind of loops upon loops of feedback, which is what I love about music. It's always kind of ancestrally referencing itself, hybridizing, eating up other styles. It's relentless, wonderfully relentless. Before that was a track by a guy called Jul Mud called Sari El Tawaban. And again, another example of how dub has and its sort of influence has spread around the world, to the Middle East, to Asia, you name it. Up next, little track by two of my favourite artists back in the day. Still love them, but don't listen to them so much anymore. But it's a track by Two Lone Swordsmen, and it's remixed by a group, Japanese reggae group called Dry and Heavy. And so yeah, we're sort of in the middle of a little mini Japanese section, which is pretty cool. But yeah, this, I should say that actually there's quite a few tracks of this in this show which are quite old, or like to me old, and have come from a good friend of mine, Pete Barnard, who used to host the Medicine Show many moons ago on Raglan Community Radio. Me and my brother actually took over his show. Was the first time I had a radio show. So yeah, I could say that this show, you know, I'll give a shout out to him anyway. Small tribute to someone who opened my eyes to another, different worlds of music. So yeah, thank you, Pete. This is, as I said, Two Lone Swordsmen, remixed by Dry and Heavy, track called New Flex. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. This is The Fourth World. This is the Fourth World, 98.1 FM, and I'm Louis. I'll be taking you through for another 20 minutes or so. That was a track by Muslim Gauze. One of my all-time favourites. Not an easy listen by any means, but if I'm going into the apocalypse, that's going to be my soundtrack. But that was also remixed by Rootsman. That was called Sand Trafficker. Before that was a track called Slasher's Revenge by David Holmes off his pretty legendary album called Let's Get Killed. To me, that's another small sort of like subgenre of reggae or dub music. Well, dub is the sort of, that kind of gives me inklings of sort of punk dub, you know, that sort of The Clash. It's kind of an offspring of that sort of subgenre, I'd say. Before that was a track by Two Lone Swordsman, remixed by Dry and Heavy. We're going to go into a slightly new phase. It's going to get a little bit more sort of digital, something along those lines. Going to have a track by a guy called Code 9, along with Space Ape. And Code 9, to sort of link to the dub kind of connection, he actually was the founder of a record label called Hyperdub, which goes to show you his leanings. Very digital, very sort of, stark digital kind of music, but obviously very bass heavy and in debt in a lot of ways to dub music. This is a track called Nine Samurai, and it actually features what I think, I'm pretty sure, you know, is Lee Scratch Perry, a little sample of him bringing his Brimstone and Fire vibes. And if you don't know, yeah, he was another dub pioneer, another master of the mixing desk, a wizard of the studio. Rest in peace. So this is Code 9. And the Space Ape 9 Samurai.
This deer gonna stone in between at the churches. year, then I stole in between at the churches. Churches. We'll be right back.
just like Moses with the rod, traveling across the desert, 10,000 strong. He crossed the Red Sea and slew the Philistines. Yeah. With a slingshot, Chantel passing gone, and we weather the storm. We've been trying for so long, suffering for too long. We've been trying for so long, suffering for too long. Stand up and be counted. Don't be the foolish. You got to be wise in this time. In this time. Beat the drum, then. Beat the drum, man. Beat the drum, Rasta, man. Chant down the walls of wicked men. Oh, yeah. Oh.
and that is Rhythm and Sound. To me, personally, an absolutely legendary group or duo consisting of Moritz von Oswald and Mark Ernestus, two Germans. Seems like the Germans love Z-dub music. Excuse my terrible, stupid accent. But yes, they certainly do, and that's kind of, they were kind of pioneers in the dub techno sort of realm, which, you know, at the best is amazing music, and at the worst, like anything, gets a bit corny. But, yeah, so they kind of pioneered that, and you can certainly see the melding of styles there. They also are part of started a pretty classic record label called Basic Channel, and a group also called Basic Channel, which is worth checking out. A bit more minimal, a bit more digital, a bit less connected to Jamaican music, I suppose. Before that, we had a track by Venetian Snares, who is a Canadian producer. And he is actually mostly well known for kind of being one of the pioneers in breakcore music, which is a pretty crappy title. He probably doesn't like it, but yes, he is obviously influenced by somehow roundabout ways by Jamaican music and dub music and the influence that has had on the world. Well, the only reason I really say that is because the album that tune came from was called Cubist Reggae, which gives you an idea of his thinking around that track and that album. It's very sort of abstractly connected to its roots in Jamaican music, but very sort of in a very abstract sense. But that track was called Where You Stopped the Heaviest. And, big use of some very classic dub effects, lots of echo, reverb, space, all that sort of stuff. This is a little track. It's rapidly running out of time, so that hence why I'm blabbering all over this tune. But this is a track called Platin Tundra by another guy who I tend to play quite a bit. I like him. He crosses a lot of boundaries. He's on the fringes of many worlds, jazz, electronica, dub music. He's part of a group called the New Dub Players. He's part of a duo called Flanger. Non-Place Urban Field, I think, is another moniker. Anyway, he's got his fingers in a lot of pies, and he's quite a maverick. You might listen to this track and go, what are you talking about? It's bloody obscure crap. But anyway, I like him. This is Bernd Friedman, Platin Tundra, and this is me saying good night, pretty much. I'll see if I can slip in one more tune after this by a guy called Fluxion, called No Man Is an Island. And Fluxion is probably sort of second wave dub techno, I guess, to use these corny names. But yes, that's got a nice little sample of, I think, off the top of my head, Keith Hudson, who is a reggae legend singer. So yeah, this has been The Fourth World for another week. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Tune in next week. I actually wasn't in last week, so my apologies if you tuned in and Shania Twain was banging out of the speakers and you thought, what the hell's gone wrong? But I will be back next week, I promise, and hopefully you are tuning in. Thanks again, and see you next week.
Thank you.